With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Despite new evidence that President Obama instigated the Russiagate hoax to undermine the candidate Donald Trump then, constitutional attorney Mark Weaver says it's doubtful the former president will be indicted by the DOJ.
Not Obama. President Trump's case in front of the U.S. Supreme Court makes it pretty clear that presidents have immunity for things they do in office. So I don't think Obama's at risk.
Weaver says a number of high-profile former Obama officials could be facing charges related to their efforts to undermine Donald Trump.
Particularly Brennan, Clapper, Comey. They are the highest-ranking officials who appear to have done the most to conspire to protect Hillary and to hurt Donald Trump.
Weaver spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network. China's economy showed signs of slowing in July as factory output and retail sales slowed and housing prices dropped even further.
The Chinese economies showed signs of slowing through July as factory output and retail sales slowed and housing prices fell further. Monthly data shows retail sales rose 3.7% year on year, down from 4.8% in June. Investments in factory equipment and other fixed assets rose a meager 1.6% in July, compared with just under 3% growth in January to June. I'm Charles de Lezesma.
West Virginia sending 300 to 400 members of its National Guard to the nation's capital to assist in the Trump administration's takeover of the city's police. The move by a nearby state comes as hundreds of District Columbia National Guard were activated this week to back up local law enforcement in the battle against a major crime wave in D.C. Forecasters say Erin has exploded to a major hurricane in the Atlantic just north of the Caribbean. National Hurricane Center says the Category 5 storm was weakened to a Category 4. This is SRN News. World Vision wins a round in court. More from SRN's Michael Harrington.
The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled that the Giant Christian Relief Agency has the right to refuse to hire a woman because she was in a same-sex marriage. The law allows religious organizations to hire and fire according to the dictates of their faith, but the woman took World Vision to court arguing that it doesn't qualify for an exemption because it is not a church. The justices disagreed, ruling that the plaintiff's job included, quote, vital religious duties. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
There's an ongoing push to make chaplains available in public schools across the country. Indiana is currently considering a bill that would allow chaplains in public schools to provide support services. Florida passed a law in last year to allow school districts to bring in volunteer chaplains. Texas began to allow public school chaplains 2 years ago, the first state to do so. Lawmakers in other states are considering chaplain bills. This is SRN News. A judge has struck down President Trump's religious exemption to birth control coverage. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton once again.
During his first term, the president put in place rules that exempt employers with religious or moral objections from having to provide workers with insurance coverage for birth control. But a federal judge in Philadelphia said the 2018 rules were not justified, rejecting the Trump administration's claims that they were necessary to protect the rights of religious employers. Little Sisters of the Poor, a Roman Catholic order of nuns that intervened in the case to defend the rules, will appeal the ruling. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The U.S. plans to build a $750 million factory in South Texas to breed billions of sterile flies to ramp up its efforts to keep flesh-eating maggots now in New Mexico from damaging the American cattle industry. You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.